Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 25, Johannesburg 23.
Pitfontein N12 East, a crash at Pitfontein Road, Alexandra N3 South, stationary truck at London Road, and still got the delays, M2 West as you head towards Press Avenue.
Transnet Pipelines has proposed the construction of a pipeline designed to secure jet fuel supply to Tambo International Airport. The proposal comes after the airport faced fuel supply challenges in January following a fire. The 49-kilometre pipeline will extend from Jamison Park in Heidelberg to the Tambo Depot. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. The water in Durba must not be about diagnosing problems that are already well known, but about finding solutions. That's the message from President Cyril Ramaphosa, who addressed the states of the country's water infrastructure. He also addressed the water and sanitation in Durba in Midrand today.
These challenges have been consistently reflected in the reports of the Municipal Strategic Self-Assessment, Stats SA, and the Auditor General. She recounts events and instances and cases where water is now treated as a business and where corruption is quite plentiful.
Now, earlier today, Build One South Africa led a picket outside the Gallagher Convention Centre in Midrand. They demanded that urgent action is needed on the country's water crisis. To the Western Cape now, where investigating officer Wesley Lombard has highlighted discrepancies in the statements of missing Jocelyn Smith's mother and her boyfriend at the time of the little girl's disappearance. A trial within a trial is underway at the Saldanha Bay Multipurpose Centre. Kelly Smith, her boyfriend Joaquin Apollos, and Stefano van Rijn are facing kidnapping and human trafficking charges. Jocelyn is still missing more than a year later.
The mother mentioned to me whilst we were talking. According to him, he also arrived at home after 6. Which is in line with the Redman statement, which he states that he arrived at home at 6. Then the question still remains was vague as to which two children, because Kelly mentioned two children. There's also understanding that Rochelle this morning went to the crèche. I don't know of any other two children except the two who were there, my lord. As Rochelle would go to the crèche, that would leave behind Jocelyn and Rebecca. Then, from what I can conclude, if she speak about two children, she would have asked Jocelyn herself where Jocelyn was.
The General Industry Workers Union of South Africa says the possible impending termination of the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act benefits constitutes parts of US President Donald Trump's economic warfare. AGOA allows African countries to export products to the US tariff-free, but there are doubts about this future, especially given South Africa's strained relations with America. And 5 years since the implementation of lockdown restrictions, many small businesses still haven't fully recovered. Hanlie Duckett's and Lizanne Dimini's Picasso Beauty Salon was closed when the restrictions were announced in March, and they were only allowed to open fully in June.
It's never been this bad before COVID. So obviously it's from COVID where business just never got back on its feet again. Ever.
The amount of clients just dwindled down. We were a full house busy salon every day, and after COVID it was 2 or 3 clients per day, and it got better a little bit, but we're not back to what we were before COVID.
Those are the voices of just some South Africans. For more, listen to the COVID Chronicles at jackarandfm.com. Go to jackpot. I'm Chanel September. Mornings at 4.
Of course, there's going to be more chatties now. Before you run away, what shoes have you got? Have you got shoelaces on your shoes today?
I do.
You do? Me too. What are the ends of your shoelaces called? Those little hard things. What is that called?
What is it called?
It's called an aglet.
Ah.
Yeah, achlet. What?
Achlet.
No, it's an aglet. And aglet. I'm telling you this because this is crazy. But before this day, 1790, everybody had buckles on their shoes.
Buckles.